Ag Census just been released, Troy. What are some of the key things that really stand out to you?
Well, I think overall we look at, we definitely saw in the data that the number of farms decreased. When we look at break those number of farms down, we see a little bit of an increase in our smaller farms, our 1 to 49, a small increase in our larger farms, our over 1,000, but we definitely saw a decrease in those middle categories. That dropped in those number of farms. So we declined in our number of farms by roughly 2%. So we still had that middle category that really took that hit out of that. Looking at land and farms, we did see a small decrease in our land and farms. But the overall big, wow moment after that, even though we had a decline in number of farms and land and farms, we still had a good increase in our value of product that was sold. So, and that increase was roughly 5%. So, and it came in at roughly just under $7.5 billion of value product that was marketed in 2012.
Well, it looks like we're getting younger, maybe, and more females in Oklahoma.
Well, I won't say younger overall when we look at everything, but we do definitely have some younger producers that are out there. This time we did denote some of our change some of our demographics so we can capture younger producers. So in there we did definitely see a decrease an increase on our age of farmers. We look at all producers, we had an incline of that up to 57 years of age. But when we looked at our younger producers, those that were under 35, we actually had a percentage over the national average for that. So
Oklahoma then ranks third in the nation in both the female producers and an increase in younger farmers.
That's correct. We did. We had an increase in our female operators as well, like 29%, roughly a 29% increase. And that, you're correct, Sam, that does put us at a third, right behind Texas and Missouri on both of those categories for young producer and female operators.
Now, the overall income, net income, looks pretty good here, but we got to point out that this was ending in 2017. The last year and a half of low commodity prices is not reflected here.
That's correct. And the other thing that we want to look back to is thinking about where we were in 2012 as well. If we remember the end of 2012, we're in the midst of a drought there as well. So, but we did have high commodity prices at that point in time. So we definitely see a decrease in our crop commodities, those value product that were coming from those crop commodities. But we did see an increase in our livestock. But yes, when you look overall, when you look at the net, it did come out better than what I think what it really showed on there. But I think that's in comparison to change from the previous time in 2012.
There is so much data here, so much information, and this really reinforces the need for when the producers get these surveys in the mail, they really need to fill those things out.
That's right, and this is Oklahoma really stepped up. We were above the national average on response. We were down just slightly from our 2012 data collection, but Oklahoma producers really stepped up and filled out the census form, and I definitely commend them for doing that because this is a chance. This is what we'll be using for the next 5 years to show what's going on in rural communities of Oklahoma. We can get a lot of this information down to the county level so we can really see what's going on in what counties and not only compare it to, last time, we can also compare it to all the other counties in the nation. So we're doing this in every county and every state. We're even doing it in some of the territories. So all this data that's being released is able to be comprehensive and show a good piece of where they sit compared to other counties in the nation.
Well, a lot of the USDA programs are based on this census.
That's correct, and there's a lot of that's why there's a lot of information on there that you wouldn't normally think would fit in with an agriculture census. You know, we ask maybe some conservation practices, looking at some of those things, or broadband or internet usage. What we're looking for those things, but all that's on there for a reason, so that when USDA wants to see what's coming around, we have good sound data to be able to make those decisions on.
Taking all this into account, all this different information, what story do you think these numbers are telling?
I definitely say that for Oklahoma, it shows that our Oklahoma producers are definitely dedicated to making sure that they're putting out good, wholesome products. We can definitely see that in the numbers that, even with, like I mentioned, with the decline in farms, we still have an increase in value of product that's going out the door. So we're very specialized on that. Looking at some of the other tables I mentioned, like conservation, we're seeing producers that are utilizing cover crops more. We're seeing that they're doing less tillage practices. So I think they're really diving in and investing for sustainable agriculture, that they're going to do something that's going to last for generations to come. They're really wanting to make sure that the next generation is there to be able to not only fulfill what they're doing, but probably what their family's going to do in future generations.
So it sounds like that's actually supporting that idea that a lot of organizations are pushing, that farmers are doing more with less.
Definitely so, and I think that the numbers actually show that, some of the data. And I think in with a little more time as we come out, we've only scraped the surface of this data. There's so much here that I think we can really look into this more and show some of the pieces that producers are doing on some of these other practices to show and highlight that that the great job and great stewards that are being on the land.
Here in this census, it looks like cattle continues to remain our leading ag product.
That's correct. Cattle did increase from 2012 to 2017 by 2% of our total state product, value product, so from 48 to 50%. So roughly 50% of our total value product in the state of Oklahoma is contributed by cattle and calves. Mm-hmm.
And I know you guys did a lot of different things with this census, and I know you're already working on the 2022 census right now. So what's in the pipeline? Are you all planning on anything new to come out with different questions in the way you ask on your survey?
For 2022, we're still in just the development stage. I don't expect a whole lot of big changes. I do expect some of, with the increase of technology and things, I do think we'll have some newer practices that may be put in place to highlight again that will show what producers are doing in rural communities. But, with this time, we changed up demographics, so we definitely were able to highlight, female operators a little more, young producers, new and beginning farmers. We were also able to highlight military, those with producers with military background, military service. So I think we'll see a few more of those things that we can kind of highlight and tune in a little more on some of our producers and what they're doing.
And just last question for you. Obviously, this is just kind of the highlight of this report that's come out. You've got several more dates coming up where you'll release more information. As you dig into that data, what are some of the things you're going to be personally looking for that you're excited about?
I'm definitely one of the things I'm always excited to look at is going to be our county rankings, and that'll be coming out in May. And that gives us a chance for each county to kind of look at where they fall within the state and within the nation. So, and we'll break that down and see how many producers and different demographics within that county, and then also look at that value of sales that we can see where a county falls. I took some quick glimpses at that already. Texas County is our number one value of sales producing county in Oklahoma, and it actually ranks 25th in the nation for that. So once those profiles come out, it'll really highlight that. The data's already there. It's just publishing it in a different way where you'll be able to see those on a quick, easy sheet. So it'll be great to see that.